Have the mini set with Jennifer McQuaid. At 8 o'clock, we'll have feature time. Right now, I'd like to bring up a wonderful writer, a good friend, and her name is Suzanne Owens. Please give her a big welcome. Suzanne Owens from Littleton.
Okay?
I think so.
Sure. Good. Okay. Hi, everybody. This poem was inspired by something I read. It said, music is the silence between the notes. Claude Debussy said that. And it's called intuition. Intuition about knowing something inside, but not knowing why, really. The dark will close the entrance if you don't find the light that hides in its shadows, those moments that ring the truth within silence. Some flowers bloom at dawn and die at dusk. Others call for shade. Yet all their colors need that room beneath, unseen, for roots to grow. The last brush stroke will do. Silver or gold will not enlighten. One more line, one more arc swirling into the heart will not guide you. Attend like the artist to those negative spaces, empty fields, bare beaches. That instant unfolding from one second to the next is not within the glance away, a shoulder's shift, those vacant eyes, but in the pause between, connecting, which says, what you feel, although you can't explain it, resides within you. Devoid of insight, and ignoring that presence of inner knowing, reality departs. I didn't query, didn't see, did not sense the links between the fact removed, the line unwritten, the word unspoken. Hence, all signs that brought clear weather or warnings vanished. And the other one is about thanks. About something else sort of the same. It's called When the Moon Pulls, the Tides Follow. And this is about my daughter's engagement on Plum Island. And it was about 5 years ago this month. And this was on Plum Island. By the ocean, four generations celebrate the couple who stand in their new moon between the earth and the sun. Nothing reflects off them yet, but the fates will creep in. Currents, riptides, undertow. We sink and rise with time. A never-ending ocean flow, but they may not know the tides. One must have something to measure them against. We are in our full moon, standing in a bright circle. The earth is our center. It all reflects back. We can see around us, our future as if pictured on the TV screen, our past in a telescope or a rearview mirror. We all have our own gravitational pull and know everything is drawn by the gravity of another. Sweet and confident, our grandma laughs at her quadruple bypass. If you can't feel your body, and have lost your taste, don't play a game with yourself. Call emergency. There it is. Temporal rhythm, high water or low. Sometimes we must pull our towels away. Time gives no grace, Grandma says, and never turn your back on a wave. Thank you.
One more hand for Suzanne Owens. Thank you. And she's